Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The House and the Senate just greenlit every single Epstein file, the names, the flight logs, everything. However, one key detail changes it all, and we're going to talk about it today. Thomas Massie, bless his soul, finally passed a piece of legislation. And he sponsored this bill along with Ro Khanna, a Democrat, and it passed the House 427-1. Clay Higgins, Republican, was the only person who voted no. He said his reasoning behind it was because his concern for the victims was so high being ousted. That's in the bill. We'll get to that in a second, what specifically is in the bill. But the Senate passed it unanimously. So all it has to do now is go to Trump's desk. He said on Monday that he would sign it if it passed. Yesterday, when he saw it pass the House, he didn't know yet that the Senate would pass it. He came out with this reaction. He tweeted on Truth Social, "I don't care when the Senate passes the House bill, whether tonight or at some other time in the near future. I just don't want Republicans to take their eyes off all of the victories that we've had." I think that's really fair. I actually think that was a really smart tweet to put out because I think that perfectly shows where Trump is at with this. Trump is not in the Epstein files. He is just not. Maybe his name is mentioned in there somewhere. I do not believe that he had any sort of bad relationship like that with Epstein. The reason being, Democrats would have pounced on that over and over and over again. Why do I think that? Because they were literally willing to send this guy to jail over doing nothing wrong. So for that reason, I don't think he's in it. I think from his perspective, this is so small in his grand scheme of politics that he just wants to focus on the victories. Now, I don't necessarily fully agree with that. I think the Epstein files are really important, but I think that's where he is coming from, and I think people can see that now. So the question is, what are we going to get? What does the bill actually allow for? Because you'll remember that there were some federal judges blocking the release of some lists, mostly for protecting the victims. That was a big concern. But this legislation that just passed is going to be able to circumvent many of those court orders now. According to Congress.gov, the new bill does three things, and I want to be very specific about this. The Attorney General must make publicly available in a searchable, downloadable format, this is the first thing, the most important, all unclassified DOJ records, documents, communications, and investigative materials that relate to Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, flight logs or travel records, that includes aircraft manifests, itineraries, immigration, customs, and that includes vehicles and aircraft used by Epstein or related entities. So guys, we are going to get 100% of the flight logs, which is fantastic. That's probably, maybe I'm most excited for that because we're going to get to know exactly who went in and who went out. The second one, second part of this bill, is within 15 days after the public release, so there's a timetable on this, the DOJ must report to Congress the following. What categories of information were released versus withheld? A summary of any redactions made, and a list of all government officials and politically exposed individuals named in the released materials. Man, I love that. That's what we're waiting for. That will be the fabled list we've all heard of, right? People talk about the list. There's no list that exists. Epstein didn't just like write down a list of all of his clients. It's in tens of thousands of files. And so essentially what Congress is saying is, hey, DOJ, you need to make the list out of those files. You've got 15 days to do it. So if Trump signs today or tomorrow, which he should do, that means we're looking at in 2 weeks having an actual Epstein list. And again, that list is going to comprise, in their own words, all government officials and politically exposed individuals. So that's huge. The third thing that the bill includes are the caveats to all of that. The bill does not require the release of absolutely everything. This is the two things that they don't have to release. The DOJ, this is in their own words, may withhold or redact personally identifiable information of victims, which is good. And the DOJ can withhold material that could jeopardize an ongoing federal investigation or prosecution. Also makes sense. And so before we get into the big twist of all of this, because there is, it's huge, there's a few things to talk about with this. I have to say a little bit that I am concerned about that last point of ongoing investigations. I'm very concerned that the DOJ can withhold material on ongoing investigations. And not because that's bad or abnormal, that makes perfect sense. But the reason why I'm concerned is because it's not going to satisfy the conspiracy theorists. And on this one, there's a lot, because it's a big deal. And there have been some conspiracies. If there are people that conspiracy theories have said are on the list, and they don't end up showing up on the list, the new conspiracy will be that the DOJ is covering it up. That's what's going to happen. And they're going to say, oh, the DOJ is saying there's some sort of active investigation when there's really not. That's the justification they're going to use. And so my worry is that this huge win, a really big win, we've wanted this for years at this point, but we've been pushing Trump to do it for months, is that this is going to change from a win to a continual spiral of theories. And I've been very consistent on conspiracy theories on this show. Anyone can theorize all day long. I've got no problem with that. I think it's interesting. I think we can have those conversations, but just don't pass it off as the truth. Don't get on, and I'm speaking not to the average day person. I'm talking about the commentariat here. Don't get on, Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, on your show and say you know something for certain. Oh, I know the DOJ is covering this up. You don't know anything unless, of course, you have evidence. If you have evidence, that's not a theory anymore. It's a fact, and we can look at the evidence and come to the truth. That's fine. I just don't want the BS spiral of conspiracy theories when we are getting a win finally. The massive twist right now for the Epstein files now being released is we are seeing in real time people coming out telling stories as to why they are associated with Epstein. They know it's coming. They know their name will be on the list. They've never said anything about Epstein before, and now they're terrified. And so what they're doing is they're coming clean, essentially, and trying to get ahead of the story. One of the prime examples of this is with Democrat Stacey Plaskett right now. She went on CNN, openly admitted she has ties and even a friendship to Epstein, and she got grilled for it. Take a look.
I believe that Jeffrey Epstein had information, and I was going to get information to get at the truth. Having a friendship with him is not something that I would deem to have. And so I'm just looking forward. I'm moving forward. And I think that that's what we as American people should do is move forward. If individuals are not involved in illegal activity, extending his criminal enterprise or his financial enterprise or all of those things, I think that we need to look at what people are doing moving forward.
Wait, let me just better understand that. What is that point? Because at the time, he was a known sex offender, and it had been detailed all the sexual abuse.
There are a lot of people who have done a lot of crimes, and as a prosecutor, you get information from people where you can.
Yikes. She was friends with Epstein, and now she's trying to cover her tracks. That is clear. She never wanted to talk about it before. Now she is. I would not be surprised at all if she's on that list released by Congress. Especially since, in her own words, this is what she said, he's just one of the many people who have done crimes. He's just one of them, right? Guys, Epstein hasn't just done crimes. He's done the worst crimes. He is like the crime guy. If you ask, hey, in this century, what's been like the most crime-ridden person? Who's like the worst criminal you can think of? Epstein is going to be on your top five every single time. This is not just a guy who does crimes. This is a horrible person. She was friends with him. She's coming clean to get ahead of the story. She's not the only one, though. There are more people. Former Secretary of Treasury Larry Summers, who was the Secretary of Treasury in the Clinton administration, opened his Harvard class this week. He teaches at Harvard now, fully admitting he knew Epstein and that he is most likely going to be in the Epstein files.
Some of you will have seen my statement of regret, expressing my shame with respect to what I did in communication with Mr. Epstein, and that I've said that I'm going to step back from public activities, but for a time, but I think it's very important to fulfill my teaching obligations. And so, with your permission, we're going to go forward and talk about the material in the class.
I mean, this is what you do when you know you're going to get caught. You come clean, you get ahead of the story, you try to change it. It's not going to work for him. And this is a real problem that Democrats have right now. I'm not saying Republicans are not going to be on that list. I'm sure they will. But it seems Democrats have a lot more of these kinds of issues. Because apart from Epstein right now, this is a new scandal that came out. The new New Jersey governor, Mikey Sherrill, was working with and endorsed Andrew Lebruno for state assembly there. You can see it right here. A picture of her campaigning with him. He lost, fortunately. She won, unfortunately. But it just came out today that Andrew Lebruno was arrested for child predatory crimes. And that's probably the most G-rated way I can say it, because this is a family show. But according to Eyewitness News, this is what happened. And it's brutal. They say investigators say 44-year-old Sergeant Andrew Lebruno met a juvenile on social media. He's accused of making arrangements to meet the child before sexually assaulting the victim at the minor's home in Englewood. The criminal complaint says LaBruno knew the minor was physically helpless and mentally incapacitated and sprayed an unknown substance into his own hand, placed it over the victim's mouth and nose before the alleged sex assault. Horrible, horrible. And again, the new New Jersey governor endorsed him and campaigned with him. And the bottom line is people are about to get exposed. I mean, we are probably going to go through a year of unprecedented openness, exposure of horrible, horrible people. Frankly, I wish Trump had slam dunked this better. I know that in the end, a Republican Congress, Senate, and president are going to sign this and are going to make this happen, but it could have been so much easier. And it could have happened, and Trump could have gotten a lot more praise. Instead, it looks like he fought this a little bit. We'll see how history remembers it. I hope history will remember this year as a huge win for exposing horrible people. But I unfortunately believe that there may be some who remember it as other people trying to fight against it. I hope that's not their legacy. The bottom line is people are getting exposed. Trump is going to sign the bill to release all Epstein files. That will happen today or tomorrow. And we are going to get that list finally. Hey guys, I wanted to invite you to subscribe to my new Substack. Substack is a weekly newsletter that comes right to your email and it's completely free to you. I talk about things that I'm not able to talk about on the show in written format in a way that I'm able to get my thoughts out just in a different way. And I talk about things that might get censored by big tech, but fortunately, Substack never censors me. So I'm able to say exactly what I feel. Go check it out right now. Again, completely free to you. The link is in the description below. Something incredibly eerie is happening in North Carolina right now. Schools that had 1,000 or 2,000 kids in them now have 200 or 300 in them. And the question is, why? Why is this happening? The reason why is ICE rolled into North Carolina, has been deporting like crazy, as they should. And this is what's happening.
Typically has 16 students in it. We had four.
District-wide, there are 145,030 students enrolled in Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. On Monday, 30,399 were absent, 28,136 unexcused. While CMS doesn't break down the numbers by ethnic origin, Gillespie, a multilingual teacher, did.
Children of parents from Angola, from Vietnam, but the students whose parents come from Latin American countries were the students we were missing.
So the Charlotte Public School District reported that 39,000 students were absent because ICE is there. That is staggering. If you want to talk about a strain on our social services, that is it. Imagine how much less education would cost if we could just get on top of immigration. This is insane. 39,000 students in one school district, not there because they're illegal and they should not be there in the first place. It's not me hating on people. That's just how a country works. And again, the propaganda war continues from the left. Eric Lee posted this today. And this is being exposed. He said, "My posts about this are being throttled, but I'll try one more time. This is Roman Suravsev. Has lived here since age 5. Tomorrow, he'll be taken from his U.S. citizen wife, 2 young daughters, and deported to Ukraine, where he'll be conscripted into the army." And that's supposed to outrage us. You're supposed to see that. Well, that's not really fair. He's been here since he was 5, you know? Why would we deport him? This is according to Libs of TikTok. Here's the part that was conveniently left out. According to DHS, he has a long criminal history. Assault with a deadly weapon. Multiple counts of burglary. Multiple counts of carjacking. Carjacking with a firearm, trespassing onto private property, multiple counts of taking a vehicle without owner consent, possession of a hypodermic needle / syringe, receiving stolen property, multiple counts of conspiracy to commit a crime. It's all a lie, guys. Every single time, all of it is propaganda to make you lose your freedoms. You're supposed to feel bad for someone else who is a victim, but then when you look into it further, you find out they're criminals. And I, believe me, I've met a lot of illegal immigrants that I really like, and a lot of them that aren't committing other crimes. It does not matter. They went outside the system, and now the system is going to boot them out. That's how this works. Not only does this influx of immigrants have consequences in terms of the strain in the social services, like I talked about with schools, but it also leads to real violence. Here is an Antifa attack on ICE this week in St. Paul. This is doing nobody any favors. I don't believe it helps Americans, obviously, we all know that, but I also don't think this helps immigrants either. I think this is horrible for them, and I think they're being used as pawns by Democrats. Here's the deal, guys. Immigration's fine, but it has to be done in two ways. I'm pro-immigration. I actually am. You know, not to the extent we've been doing it at all, but I think there are real immigrants who want to become like America. That's the important part. Immigration has to be done slowly. It has to be done with people who leave behind their old culture for the new one. And that is called assimilation. And every culture understood this until about 2 minutes ago. There's a new video. It's going viral right now. Immigrants in Minnesota are saying they don't want to assimilate and they shouldn't.
Because what you often hear that's accompanied with that is, well, you must assimilate. I shouldn't put out a magazine that's in two languages. Why can't you speak English? Why are my videos subtitled in Arabic? Why is my caption both in English and Arabic? People get frustrated by this. But to me, it's like, I actually disavow the use of the term the melting pot. I actually don't like it. Why? Because in a melting pot, when you're talking about like a soup, everything looks the same.
Right.
We're the salad bowl. The lettuce is lettuce, the tomato is tomato, the cucumber is cucumber, and they all complement each other.
Don't come here then. If you want to be more like Mexico, go to Mexico. If you want to be more like Ukraine, go to Ukraine. I'm one of these people who actually does not believe that everywhere in the world has to be like America. I think America is fantastic. I think spreading our ideals in some ways is good. But I've been to other countries and they're unique in their own ways. And like, I don't think everywhere needs to be the exact same. I think it's okay if Mexico's like Mexico and Ukraine is like Ukraine. If you like those places, just live there. But if you like America and you want to be more American, you can come here to a certain degree. If whatever identity you have, you want to change that out to be American, that's okay. But you have to learn English. You have to let go of your past culture. I'm not saying you can't celebrate your cultural holidays or make cultural food or speak your native language. Of course you can do those things, but those things always should be secondary to your new American life. That's what assimilation is. That's the price that you're going to have to pay to come to America. And if you're not willing to do that, then you're not willing to become an American. The progressive left is a cult. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. I talk about some wild, wild stories I know you'll enjoy. Go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching today's episode, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.